Praise be Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Nicholas of Tolentino. St. Nicholas was born in the March of Ancona in Italy about the year 1246. And his parents were very pious. In fact, he was born in response to his mother's prayers. And his mother herself was a model of holiness and a model of virtue for the young Nicholas. He excelled at his studies and could have easily embraced a career in the world, but instead one day he heard a sermon by a hermit of St. Augustine upon the scripture passage that says, "Do not love the world, nor that which is in the world, for the world passes along with its concupiscence." And after hearing this sermon by this hermit, St. Nicholas felt a call to embrace religious life, and he would eventually enter among the hermits of St. Augustine. And upon his vocation, his parents were overjoyed. They embraced his vocation. In religious life, St. Nicholas was a model of generous striving after perfection and seeking out sanctity and holiness of life. He made his religious profession before he was 19 years old, and then, once he was ordained a priest, he went on to become a preacher, and especially in the area of Tolentino, and he preached with great success. He finished the last 30 years of his life there in Tolentino and was buried there after his death. Towards the end of his life, he was tried by many diseases, but remained patient throughout it all. And in fact, beyond the suffering that he endured from these diseases, he also added his own voluntary mortifications almost up into the hour of his death. St. Nicholas was known for his angelic meekness, for his guileless simplicity, and also a tender love of virginity, which he never stained, guarding it by prayer and extraordinary mortifications. He died on September 10th, 1306, and was canonized in 1446. And so what I want to point out in the life of St. Nicholas are two things about his parents. First, the example of virtue, especially from his mother. And second, the fact that they embraced his vocation, that they demonstrated not just a natural love, but a supernatural love for their child, Nicholas. First of all, the example of virtue. How important it is for parents to do all that they can to be examples of virtue for their children. In fact, it's obvious to everyone that children learn good habits, that is, virtues, by watching and imitating the example of their parents. At the same time, children will look at, observe, and learn and acquire bad habits, that is, vices, by the example of their parents. And so it is paramount for parents to do all that they can to be good examples for their children. Patience, kindness, speaking with charity, not gossiping, etc. Examples of sacrifice as well. And so we see that in St. Nicholas's mother, and we see the fruit that it bore in her son, who then became a saint. Second of all, we see that it's necessary for parents to have a supernatural love for their children, not just that natural love. All parents have a natural love for their children. and want them to be safe and sound, to grow up healthy and successful, etc. But do they have a supernatural love for them? Oftentimes, the natural love can get in the way and be detrimental to the spiritual good of their children, especially if they pamper them in every way, if they're reluctant to discipline them out of a false charity. You know, then that develops vice in the children. Or perhaps if they're unable to accept a vocation to the priesthood or to religious life because they don't want to give up that child. So they need to overcome this natural affection and develop a supernatural love for their children. They need to remember that their children belong more to God than they do to themselves. Sometimes it can happen as a result of that natural affection for children that if there happens to be a tragedy, okay, if the child comes down with a disease that brings them to death, or if there happens to be some accident which brings about their death, sometimes if that natural affection is not accompanied by a supernatural love, parents can lose their faith. They can begin to complain against God or even blaspheme Him at the loss of a child. Of course, we understand that that's probably the greatest pain that a parent can experience, is the loss of their own child. But nevertheless, faith should be able to bring them through that difficulty. Supernatural love for that child who, if happens to die before the age of reason and is baptized, is in heaven nonetheless. But parents need to recognize that their child first belongs to God, who is the author of life and has complete reign and dominion over life. Remember the words of the mother of the Maccabees, who said, "It was not I that gave breath, nor soul, nor life, but the Creator of the world." And in fact, God will require the souls of children from their parents. So let's remember these two points, that parents need to be an example of virtue for their children and to love them with a supernatural love. Saint Nicholas of Tolentino, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Fructum ventris tuum.